A first-ever Civics Fest is scheduled in Springfield, Massachusetts this week. Hosted by the League of Women Voters and co-sponsored by the Springfield Public Schools and Springfield College, the event is intended to foster civic knowledge and celebrate democracy. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Linda O'Connell of the Springfield League of Women Voters.
The Civics Fest is an event, a fun event for the community that is really dedicated to exciting people, focusing on students, college and high school students, and the general community in participating in civic life and understanding how our government works so that we can all use it, that we can get out there and vote and make democracy work. And we're celebrating that with this event that has two parts. One of them is a Civics Bee for high school students in Springfield, which is largely like a spelling bee, only the questions that we're asking are about how government works. And then a current events trivia contest for the general audience, which will focus on current events that are government related.
And what's the point of doing this?
Well, the idea, the goal of the Civics Fest really is to foster civic knowledge and celebrate democracy. We want to build community, to increase informed voter participation, and most importantly, to promote thinking about government as a tool for change. Our premise is that government is good. And it's the tool that was created by the founders in order for us to make change and make our society, our world, our country, our world a better place. That's the tool that we have. We want to understand how it works in order to use it to do what we want and to defend our democracy as we believe it to be the best form of government.
And in Springfield, we know voter participation rates are relatively low. Is it your hope that activities like this will boost voter turnout?
Absolutely. And that's really the reason why we are doing this close to the elections. What we know, research actually shows that if the people who develop engagement, particularly in voting, at a young age are more likely to continue to vote and to stay engaged as they get older. So we're building now for the voters of the future with this Civics Fest and engaging, we hope, all the adults who care about them. We think that the influence of voting among young people is to influence older folks, their parents, their friends, their relatives who perhaps have slacked off in the voting department to get re-energized and come out to vote.
The news release that I received that promoted this mentioned something called a civic desert. Would you explain what that is?
And yes,
is Springfield a civic desert?
The concept of civic deserts has been advanced by academics, and they are places where people, actually residents, have fewer opportunities to participate in civic life, the life of the community, the life of the government. And we are particularly interested in making sure that Springfield does not become a civic desert. Because of our low voter turnout, there's reason to believe that people are not involved in their civic life, that they don't believe that government matters, that they don't believe that there's anything they can do about the nature and the status of the community. And so there are oases like the League of Women Voters and other civically active organizations. We want to make sure that people understand those organizations and the opportunities that they offer, and that voting, it all comes back to voting. We need to use our voices in order to form our communities and influence our governments.
How are the participants for this selected?
The high school student participants are all volunteers. We partnered with the Springfield Public School System, in particular Sue Machka, who is the director of social studies. She put a call out to her teachers to invite the students to come to Civics Fest for a friendly head-to-head competition. We have at least 30 teams, and they're all student volunteers. They've been preparing with their teachers in their home schools, and it was an outpouring of interest. Good sign beyond what we had anticipated.
And you said there will be audience participation as well. So if somebody wants to come to this, should they study up in advance?
The second piece of the Civics Fest is an audience current events trivia contest, which will be hosted by WWLP's Danny New. It is modeled on the popular NPR national. It is modeled on the popular National Public Radio quiz show, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. We are employing the Valley Improv group to goof on answers to relatively simple, we believe, current events questions, and the contestants will have to choose the right answer in order to win a prize. So that is the larger public piece.
So,
this event.
So there are prizes involved here.
There are prizes involved. They are modest. They have been contributed by local businesses and merchants. And we hope everyone will come out for the chance to test your civic knowledge in a broad, general way, in addition to playing along with the students at your own table to see if you're smarter than a high school student.
And you've had some local officials, some city councilors who've pitched in and actually come up with the questions, right?
Yes, city councilors and school committee members helped us write the local questions. The teachers and professors at Springfield College helped us write the general government questions that don't pertain locally to Springfield.
And for people who would like to come to this first ever Civics Fest in Springfield, what are the particulars? We know it's
Springfield College has thrown its doors wide open as a co-sponsor of this event, and it will be held in the Flynn Campus Union, right on Alden Street in Springfield, and people are to park in parking lot 4. There will be signs, and there will be college student guides to point the way to the building, which is beautifully accessible, and we're going to be in the wonderful open student gathering space for the event.